Well, all right. We are back on the Andy Finn Show. And, Mike, back to some of the comments that were made. FEMA director Mike Brown was quoted as saying, quote, "We provided food to the people at the convention center, so they've gotten at least one, if not two, meals every single day." Well, that's bizarre, because he also was saying just before that that they didn't even know there were people at the convention center.
Yeah.
Right? We'll get to that quote. But Katie Couric, he did this on the Today Show. She didn't challenge the statement, but there were any number of reports that suggested that we didn't know that. In fact, Michael Chertoff had said, quote, "Apparently, sometime on Wednesday, people started to go to the convention center spontaneously." And FEMA Director Brown said on September 1st, quote, "Every person in the convention center, we just learned about that today on Thursday." Now, we already know that the media was saying, that the city of New Orleans is saying, make your way to either the Superdome or the convention center. They were saying that as early as Tuesday.
That's why I give much accolades to the press for bringing it to everybody's attention, because apparently nobody else knew that all these people were in the Superdome and the convention center.
Well, they knew they were in the Superdome. What they claimed they didn't know was that they didn't have food and water.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they were the news media was reporting on it. I'm sitting here in Washington, D.C., and I knew it.
Yeah.
And apparently these guys were too busy to turn on their TVs. But that's where some of the best information was, of course. So, let's see, where's the next quote worth? I'm not going to run through all the citations in the press of who said what when in terms of contradicting these guys. But basically, they were out there just bluffing, claiming, we're trying to get food to every person. You know, it's like the president says, when he's asked how long we're going to stay in Iraq, he says, we're going to stay in Iraq as long as necessary and not one day longer. Well, that's a very clever answer, and it's meaningless. Mm-hmm. It's the same as saying, well, we're feeding a lot of people every day. What does that mean? You know, they're basically complaining that you're not doing enough. And it's a hard charge to rebut, but they just pretended that everything was fine. And also, then the Bush administration, because they were on the hot seat, started pointing fingers. And so I think this was probably organized by Rove. Some of the press accounts have suggested that. Don't know that for sure that it's true, but multiple people in the Bush administration started saying that the New Orleans mayor should have acted quicker, that the governor should have acted quicker.
I think everybody should have acted quicker, well, honestly.
Yeah. I think there's plenty of blame to go around. But Chertoff was taking the position, this is the director of Homeland Security, that the federal government's role is really secondary, and that any situation like this, the states come first. Well, A, that's not necessarily true. The president can supersede those orders anytime he deems it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, in a major disaster like this, it's not possible for a state or a city to cope by itself.
Especially in a disaster of this magnitude. I mean, how did anybody not know that the federal government was going to have to take the brunt of the responsibility? Everybody across the board just underestimated the scope of the storm.
Well, that's all true. All true. And what's interesting, though, is that both sides, and by that I mean the Democrats who control a lot of the local offices, state and city offices, and the senatorial spots in a couple of cases, are accusing the feds, which are dominated by Republicans at this point,
and the Republicans are blaming the
Dems and the locals. And, of course, when you look to the bloggers or you compare Fox News with, I don't know who you want to compare them to, actually, everything I'm reading from CNN to the networks, they're all erring on the side of allowing the Bush administration people to say what they want, and a lot of it went unchallenged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some reporters challenged it, but, I mean, the Fox News people were as likely to challenge some of it Joe Scarborough's in trouble with conservatives. They're complaining that he's being too harsh on the Bush administration. Right, well, he's a pretty arch conservative guy. Mm-hmm. He's calling it like he sees it in this case. Mm-hmm. And Anderson Cooper on his show was pretty harsh about it. So was Shepard Smith. To his credit, he's been down there wallowing in the filth since the beginning.
Don't forget my good friend Geraldo. I know it's pronounced Geraldo, but I like saying Geraldo. It's
just, well, Geraldo, you talk about a gadfly. I saw him waist deep in the muck the other day.
Yeah.
He hadn't heard about the E. coli, apparently. But anyway, so there's plenty to go around. And the commentators, their comments, I think, reflected their political bias. For example, Newt Gingrich was on a couple of shows. And in one case, he claimed that the Louisiana governor, who's a Democrat, this is Kathleen Blanco, that she didn't declare a state of emergency. Well, that's not true. In fact, even the Washington Post got this wrong. They reported on September 4th that as of Saturday, the governor had not declared a state of emergency, and they cited an anonymous senior Bush administration official for that. Although, you wonder who an anonymous senior Bush administration official would be, don't you? But it turns out that isn't true. She declared a state of emergency on August 26th, well in advance. And so the Washington Post corrected that. Newt Gingrich and Newsweek, who also reported it, have not yet corrected it. Gingrich also claimed that the mayor, his name is Ray Nagin, he's a piece of work, isn't he? We got a clip of him we're going to play in a little while.
Yeah, he likes using colorful adjectives.
Yeah, well, he's a plain-spoken fella.
Well, he's PO'd, but, you know, again, we want to play the blame game. He's right up there.
Right. Well, he was pleading for help. I mean, I think he felt powerless. He's no Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani, he ain't.
Well, but I'm going to take this up with you in a minute because, and we'll save it, but I'm going to say that he's not like Rudy Giuliani in a good way. And I think Giuliani's role was way overrated.
I know you do.
we'll get to this. But Gingrich claimed on the O'Reilly Factor this past week that the mayor, Ray Nagin, could have, quote, have kept water pumped out of the city if he'd made sure the pumps were working. Well, that is such nonsense. It's designed to handle 1 inch of rain an hour. And can't handle more than 2 inches of rain at a time.
Well, they also failed, I mean, almost instantaneously. So they were inoperable, the pumps.
I don't know if it was electricity, and I don't know if they know yet. But all I know is that when the levee breaches, there's no way you're going to be able to keep the water out of the city. You can't pump it out quicker than it comes through a broken levee. That's mm-hmm. just the way it works.
Right.
So Newt is talking through his hat, as he does a lot. What's interesting to me is that Newt Gingrich, all these people are experts on levees and pumps and engineering and all this stuff. It blows the mind. But Newt's like that. Newt likes to blow your mind. Well, let us see, Mike. So we're going to get to the blame game in a minute, but let's start with clip number one. So this is brand new news. Vice President Dick Cheney, for whom I have the utmost respect, as you know, made his trip there today. Now, Bush has been there twice. He sent Laura there. Now he sent Cheney there. Cheney's going to fix this mess, apparently. He's sending a former CEO, another former CEO, to fix this mess. So Cheney lands today in Gulfport, Mississippi, and he's doing a little stand-up with a reporter after he gets off the plane or when he first gets there. And you'll hear him, we're coming in mid-sentence here, but he's talking about everything that needs to be done. He's talking to the mayor. And then he has a heckler. And the heckler has a rather colorful language. So this is the internet, but I will warn you people that if you are familiar with what Dick Cheney said to Pat Leahy on the floor of the Senate a year ago, it's virtually the same comment.
So those kinds of issues need to get resolved. And those issues are being worked by FEMA, as well as by state officials. So there are problems like that that need to be sorted out. You've got, as I was talking to the mayor, in those areas, one of the things you got to address,
what did he say?
Figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Hold on, I'm not sure I heard that. Let me hear that one more time.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
Friend of John.
And you hear some laughter there, too.
Yeah, he says, the reporter says, are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Cheney? And he says, first time I've heard it since the floor of the Senate.
Oh, I tell you, that's Dick Cheney.
And then Cheney goes to he's ready to crack a joke about it, and he says, that must be a friend of John. And he's getting ready to mention somebody he wanted to crack a joke about. And then he thought better of it and thought, no, I shouldn't play this game. And so he backed away, and he just said, oh, never mind.
Wouldn't it have been better if Cheney had, retorted with a...
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, buddy? Well, F you, too. That would have been great to see that.
No, I don't think I don't think we want that out of our vice president.
Wow.
I think he may be sorry that he uses as salty a language as he does.
I don't think he's sorry at all, Andy.
Well, maybe not. Maybe he's too old to be sorry. In any case, that happened today in Gulfport, Mississippi. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about a couple of other clips that are a few days old now. But if you haven't heard the clip of Aaron Broussard, the mayor, no, what is his position?
President of Jefferson Parish.
That's right, Jefferson Parish. President, that's what he is. Breaking down on Meet the Press on Sunday.
I saw that, yeah.
You should hear some of this. We'll be back. It's Tony Knight in Tinseltown.